Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Dallas people, you're stupid.
It's John and Lance.
So yeah, I could not be a drug mule. Too forgetful.
Broadcasting live from inside the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, here live at East River 9 for the next, I don't know, 10, how many hours are we going to be here today?
Good 12 hours.
12 hours we're going to be here today. Live because, well, the Open Championship is on, and you can come here and watch it this morning. That'll be fun. It's a great day to watch golf and play golf here at East River 9, the most beautiful view of our downtown, I think, in the city.
It's great.
Right here at East River 9.
John Daspit comes out here to, he brought Bun B out. Well, I did it for John, but brought Bun B out here. I said, hey, if you want to do a NIL shoot with Bun, because Bun does voiceovers, I said, the spot is East River 9. And so we came out here. There was a camera crew came out here and filmed Bun here.
Nice.
Here right up
did
there.
They
on
buy,
that little...
Did they pay for the a round of golf or anything?
No,
they just
got
used East River 9 for their view?
Like all the influencers?
Okay. Well,
do you know how many influencers come out here?
They come influencers out here. Well, you know what? Pay a tee time. Pay a tee time. How's
no, they
that?
Bought drinks.
Oh, did they? That's
yeah.
Nice. Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good. You know what?
I bought the drinks.
Well, okay. Well, here, and you know what? And that is a great, this is a great sports bar here. Lance is right.
It's a great place
come
to
come on
hang
out here.
Yeah.
Come eat. The restaurant is great as well.
I watched college football here last year, so why don't you watch your golf here?
We watched the Altuve home run against Seattle game here. It was awesome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we had a full house here. It was awesome.
I watched SEC championship game here last year.
You did?
Chris Solis. Well, I mean, there's two or three games going on. Yeah, we watched right out there at one of the tables, and it's
that huge TV outside.
The outdoor TV, yeah.
Hey, did you hear the show before ours? Do you know it wasn't a live show?
What do you mean?
Are you guys on to what happened last night?
No.
In the world? Are you guys familiar with CrowdStrike? Do you know what happened last night?
We didn't have a solar pulse, did
the
we?
The Microsoft CrowdStrike outage in the country. Shut down airports all over the world.
Wait, what? No, I'm not familiar
with
any of this.
And it shut down TV stations, and it shut down banks, and it shut down...
You only know this because of Wendy.
Yes,
shut down
Wendy
banks?
Got a call at 1 in the morning. I'm like, who's calling you at 1 in the morning? KABC was off the air. That's all they had was a blue screen. Because Microsoft CrowdStrike, which is some kind of, it's a security system or whatever, they put in an update that was bad.
Ooh.
And it shut down airports around the world. It shut down ESPN.
Global tech, like the radio or TV too?
Everything. Banks.
When did this happen?
Last night, sometime after the
midnight?
Convention.
It says global tech outage hits airlines, businesses, and emergency
services. It was. Oh, no, 911. You couldn't call 911 last night?
Wow.
Anything that had Microsoft, CrowdStrike shut it down. Shut it down last night. It was not only here. Australia was shut down last night. England. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy what happened last night. And people aren't even aware of it. I went on Twitter and I was like, the only thing I saw was Brett McMurphy says, I don't know what's going on, but... Atlanta's airports, no planes are going out. Everything is grounded. It is a disaster here at the Atlanta airport. And it's like, wow, that's the only thing I saw last night.
That's your whole name, CrowdStrike, is going to be associated with this.
Right, right.
Of course, luckily, it didn't affect a lot of us.
I think the same people that run CenterPoint are running CrowdStrike.
Don't worry, CenterPoint's on it trying to get it fixed. They're negotiating for money right now.
Our airports will open by next Friday, maybe 2 weeks. Yeah. Maybe 2 weeks. We don't know, though, because CrowdStrike and CenterPoint have teamed up, okay, to bring us this today. How about this? I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if you know, we got to find out IAH open, or we have to do a public service. This literally is like a huge secret that's going on. You guys didn't know about it. No one knows about it.
Well, it happened overnight, though.
It happened, right.
I mean, it's in the front page of the news. Here,
is it? You saw it. Okay.
Yeah. All right. I looked at two websites, and both of them have it front and center.
Yeah.
It happened, and I didn't experience it. So, did it really happen? Are you sure somebody wasn't pranking Wendy at night?
Yes.
Or are you sure it wasn't Joey Votto trying to call? And
that's what I thought.
Hey, it's CrowdStrike.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Joey Votto was calling my wife, and I had to take care of that business. Mm-hmm. No, it was a total disaster around the world.
I didn't even.
Yeah, and we had to listen to Freddie Coleman and Courtney Cronin or whatever this morning because
what's wrong with that?
I like Freddie. Freddie's good.
And I like Courtney Cronin.
Yeah, Courtney's good.
She's a Chicago Bears reporter.
Yeah. No, it was good. It was actually good. Well, Courtney's been out all week, though, not with Freddie, though. And I was wondering. I was like, Freddie's on this morning, and it was all because – I think it was a recorded show, all because of this.
It was last night's show, I'm sure. They do it in the evening, I think.
Yeah. So, anyway, there's a – what was a national disaster going on after the – one of the longest speeches in political history. Did you watch any of the Trump speech last night?
Mm-hmm.
You did? Yeah.
When I got to hour three, I had to cut it off. He was just saying random stuff.
I mean, he went back.
The first hour was like, okay, this is what they were talking about. He's kind of quiet. He's a little more quiet.
He was subdued.
Hour two, it was like, and this is the other thing right now. I'll tell you this. The most beautiful border crossing numbers that you've ever seen. And in hour three, the great Hannibal Lecter, the late great Hannibal Lecter, once told me, and I was like, what is he saying?
I don't know.
He just started rambling.
No. Well, actually, I don't think he wrote any of it.
Oh, no, he was definitely on teleprompter. And at some point, I turned to my wife and I said, he's off script now. He's gone rogue.
Oh, no, he's clearly gone rogue. I said, he's
clearly gone rogue. Because he's saying things that are just coming to his head. They call it free association. And it was clear that whatever he was thinking at the time, he would just say it. And I was like, this isn't written.
No, this isn't part
of the script.
No, and he kept – well, I'm not sure where he stands on the border. but
I thought he was doing fine at first. And then I think he just got back into – you know, his mode where he just rolls.
Right. Just go.
And it
just
was going forever. And once I got to hour three, I was like, I can't do this.
Yeah. So anyway, interesting night last night. Wow.
Hulk Hogan. People are talking about how it looks like Idiocracy. You've never seen that movie, right?
No.
It's a terrifying movie because Mike Judge, like, nailed our society. And he wrote that we were at 610. I went across the street to watch Mike Judge's movie from Beavis and Butthead, Idiocracy, Office Space. These are his movies.
Oh, yeah.
Idiocracy is about the U.S. in the future, and it's a professional wrestler becomes a president, and he's got monster trucks, and there's, you know, it's like, and when Hulk Hogan ripped off his thing, and then the president, who was like a Hulk Hogan character, everyone's like, oh, my God, it's totally come true. All I could think of was George Will. Someone was going, oh, my God.
Look what I did. When did this come out?
Idiocracy came out in like 2005.
Oh, and it's just dead on.
It's got everyone's huge and fat. Everyone's drinking 72-ounce drinks. Like, this movie, it's everyone's really dumb, too. Like, they've gotten dumber and dumber and dumber. It's astonishingly accurate.
Mike Judge might be from the future. Can't be more accurate with what's going on today. Mm-hmm. Our Texans went on yesterday. Our Texans were out there yesterday practicing, and D'Amico and Nick Caserio and CJ all met the media, and we'll have sound from them throughout the day. I don't know that we learned much. Other than Laremy Tunsil wasn't there, right? And Laremy Tunsil had the day off, so Fisher took his place and was
good for him to get reps.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually not there.
Well, he'll get reps.
He had his first day. The first day he had it off.
Yeah, he took the day off. I, I don't know what happened. I don't. We're not sure what happened, but he wasn't there yesterday.
Was it bad? Personal reasons?
You know what? If he's not there.
Did you keep that same energy for Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
Yes. In fact, I did.
Okay.
Did you?
Yes, in fact.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, then that's your answer.
All right. Thank you.
Whatever Aaron told you, then that's the same thing with Laramie.
You know, a lot of questions yesterday about expectations, and CJ gave a good answer. As a matter of fact, we have CJ talking about this, and D'Amico addressed it as well. Expectations, that's all outside noise. Casario said the same thing. That's all outside noise. That doesn't mean anything. D'Amico addressed, you know, how, you know, it's the second year for a lot of guys, and they know what to do now. And rookies, we ain't waiting on you. The difference between this year and last year is, you know, you had to count on, you had to have rookies step up. Mm-hmm. The only one you really got to have is Lassiter this year. And even if he doesn't step up, you've got veterans who are unproven. You got first rounders who haven't been lived up to first round expectations.
Well, based on last year, Blake Fisher may have to step up at some point.
Yeah.
If everyone stays healthy, but if they don't stay healthy, Blake Fisher might be someone who has to step up. As you mentioned, Lassiter more than likely is the only guy. I mean, there will be other guys. There will be other guys who are.
Last year, obviously, the quarterback, the defensive end.
Brendan Rice.
Yeah, but Jared Patterson. I mean, you had guy after guy after guy that had to step up and play big roles.
Well, you were also coming off of being a bad team.
Yeah.
And so when your rookies aren't factors, that's usually a pretty good sign that you got a pretty good roster.
I think Bullock might play a role this year, too.
Could.
Well, how long is Jimmy Ward going to be around? If he's going to be around. How long is Jimmy Ward going to be around?
Not real long.
You know,
not
right? So Bullock might have to play a role. But CJ did.
I wonder if Cade Stover actually might.
He might too.
Beat out.
Well,
Brevin,
you know,
Jordan.
What though? Brevin Jordan apparently.
Brevin's not going to be the block. I think Cade Stover is going to be a better blocker than Brevin Jordan. So it might be interesting. That might be a good battle to watch. Cade Stover versus Brevin Jordan.
I wouldn't be surprised at all if CJ didn't want him on the field because their relationship.
Yeah,
you know
each other.
Yeah, but CJ on expectations gave here's a pretty good quote from CJ on what his expectations are this year.
Kind of like the outside noise of people expecting you guys to do really good things this year.
Just work, you know. That's all it's about. It's just working, and. You know, either you do it or you don't. You know, we're the ones on the field that got to go figure it out. And, you know, I think we'll do that. We've been playing ball since we've been kids. And, you know, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be harder. You know, we have a target on our back this year. And, you know, that's how you should want it, you know. And that's what I'm used to, playing at Ohio State. And, you know, I'm really, you know, honored and blessed to have the teammates that I do to want that challenge and for guys that want to come and play here because, you know, this Texan team isn't for everybody. It's hard here. And, you know, we're blessed enough to play a game that we've been playing since we've been kids. So, you know, I definitely do think that all the expectations, if we just work, I mean, everything will take care of itself. The story's already written. So,
you know, here's the deal.
The
expectations are there. Listen, against the better defenses last year, the Jets game, CJ was – that was really, really not great. It was really, really bad, as a matter of fact, before he got hurt. Against the Ravens
– that was late in the season.
Yeah. Against the Ravens twice – that offense didn't do anything. They didn't score a touchdown in two games offensively. Mm-hmm. Two games. Against the Bengals, to where they went and won, he threw that late pick, which was a bad one. And Tyler Boyd doesn't drop that pass in the end zone. They lose that game.
Yeah.
Remember, he dropped one right in his hands.
100%. Yeah, there's some.
I mean, and now this year, you're playing a lot of good defenses.
So they say there's every year there's anywhere from 2 to 4 games that could go either way.
Right.
Based on, and we saw things go the Texans' way. Let's be honest. How many games, I don't know if there's a particular play you want to look at, but the Tampa Bay game, maybe we look at a coverage mistake or whatever when they came back. They came back against Tampa. They came back against the Saints. They had that drop, a fortuitous drop, that allowed them an opportunity to come back and win that. The Texans, if you think about it, were really +3 in the advantageous win column. Like, which ones did
Falcons,
they lose?
The Falcons, the Panthers.
No, but what did the Texans screw up that they – like, the Texans, they didn't have a bounce. They had – what I'm saying is they had things go their way that could have gone the other way. Against the Falcons, they did give up a late touchdown against the Falcons. And now, Well, did they give up a late score against Carolina? They just sucked against Carolina.
They just sucked against Carolina.
Yeah, Jacksonville, they missed the long field goal.
The Colts drop. The Gardner Minshew's drop at the end of the game.
Yeah.
That
would have extended the game.
Oh, Max will absolutely extend the game. Yeah. And
so you
lose.
Had most of the things went your way in terms of that from a win-loss column standpoint.
Yeah.
They could go the other way this year, and you could play the same way you played last year, and you win seven
Except
games.
Except you're playing much better teams.
Much tougher competition. But you're also a much better
team. Go look at the quarterbacks they played last year and the quarterbacks they're playing this year.
Right, but you're a much better team this year, too.
You've
added Danielle Hunter.
That's
a major. Will Anderson is a year into the league.
Right.
Like, these are things you can't ignore. Yeah, he's bulked up.
15 pounds.
Yeah.
15 pounds.
I want to make sure he's not too big.
263. That ain't going to be too big.
No, probably not.
He said he kept his speed.
Probably not, yeah. And Will is not a speed rusher. He's still a package rusher where he hands and he does. Like, he's not a pure.
He said he got pushed around. I didn't see that so much, but okay.
No, but he was in his 250s, you know, in the pros.
248. And how much is it going to go down during the season?
Yeah, and that's the thing. It does go down.
Right. So he's starting at 263.
I tell you, Darius Leonard, when he – one of his all-pro years, first-team all-pro, at the end of the year, he was 218. 218. It's an inside linebacker, yeah.
218. Wow.
A lot of these guys play way lighter than you think. A lot of them. By the end of the year, they're way lighter. They have a hard time keeping weight up.
For 20 years, things didn't go our way. Finally, we're on the plus side 1 year.
Yeah.
And it's true. All right, 713-780-3776. You got any thoughts on this? We'll have a lot more sound throughout of Texans camp yesterday right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 as they're back out. We're at East River 9 where you're watching the Open Championship and you want to get your golf on. This is a great place to come. Get your food on. Get your drink on. Come here this morning and let's watch the tournament and let's just have a good time at East River 9. They got pickleball here. It's awesome. Driving range where you can go come and hit if you just want to practice. That's it too.
Will they come here early and make me a breakfast?
I don't think they have lunch early.
I'm
pretty sure they won't. I know this. I drove up my Chastang Ford here, and I got a.
Your electric vehicle is absolutely done. Trade it in now.
Actually, I'm going to have to anyway. Pickup truck in California driving around, that ain't happening. Okay,
but it's electric.
It's electric. They love that, but it's also. A pickup, which
does it make you a
there
target?
Are none. There are zero.
Are you worried you're going to be a target?
No, I'm worried that it's too big for that. Honestly, there are streets that are really small that
you don't drive a tank.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. I'm going to get a new one. I'm going to get a new vehicle, and it's going to be a Chastang Ford because that's where I get my vehicles. That's why a pre-owned vehicle. I might even go with a pre-owned vehicle. I don't know, but I know this. They've got gold certified pre-owned vehicles there on the lot at Chastang Ford, and if you get the gold certified, the interest rate that you're paying is ridiculously low. Okay, it is awesome. And speaking of interest rates, how about this? When I bought my Lightning, Ford wanted to give me a rate, and they said, no, we're going to go with a bank because it's cheaper. And you think Ford was happy with Chastang then? But Chastang didn't care. Chastang said, we're going to get you the best rate that we possibly can. That's the way they do business. They ain't marking up. They ain't adding on. They ain't doing all that stuff to just get you for as much as they possibly can. What they're doing is putting you in that vehicle at a price that you can afford, customized the way that you want it. It happens every day. It'll happen today if you go to Chastang Ford on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance live at East River 9, as the man just told you. Come on in at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776.
Tomorrow, I've got, if you guys are interested, I just put it on Twitter. It's not free, but I'm doing a scouting seminar. And there's like right now 40, there's actually going to be three NFL scouts who are going to be in there. I've got Rex Hogan, who's been an assistant GM, is going to be speaking, and we're going to look at foundations of football scouting and look at traits, like size traits, play traits. It's going to be it's about 2.5 hours. It'll be on a Zoom link tomorrow. So if you guys are interested, you can hit me up on Twitter, at Lance Zierlein. I can DM you the message, the info. It's going to be at 11 o'clock tomorrow, but it should be. I was working on putting – have you ever had to put a slide presentation together? You never had to do that.
Yes,
I have. You have had to put a slide –
Well, I had Raheel help me.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a pain in the
ass. It's terrible.
Man, yep. I was up there until like 7, and then today, I got to work all day today to get this stuff done, and I'm going to watch O-line, D-line tape, and wide receiver and cornerback tape, so I got to find all the clips I'm going to use. But, my gosh, putting together a slideshow for what I'm doing?
It's terrible.
Holy crap, is it awful. Not a fan.
Mm-hmm. So, good luck with that. Mm-hmm. Have fun with that. Have fun. Have a great day. I'm going to be watching the Open Championship. That's what I'm doing.
Me and Dell.
We're probably going to hang out.
If you want to keep – you got more than one TV.
Yeah, I got more than one TV.
If you want to stream that and watch the scouting thing and that at the same time, let me know.
I could do that. I could. Yeah. No, that'll be an option. You know.
It's unlikely.
It's – You know, it's an option. We'll just
say that.
It's an option. It's an option.
I'm just going to charge you full price.
Right, yeah. Well, then we're,
But I got Venmo, Cash App, and PayPal if you want to.
Okay.
Or if you have cash in your car.
Is that what you're getting, Islands for Kids? Is that what you're using?
We're sending it to charities.
You are?
A variety of 501c3s or whatever they're called.
Right.
And
right.
then, like I said, if you want to go out to your electric truck that they're getting ready to take away from you. Your truck yesterday. Electric vehicles are done day one. He came out like, I don't.
What? No, then he said, and later he said, oh, no, we love electric vehicles, but we're not going to force it on you.
Oh, he did say
that? Yeah, he did later.
Well, I mean, he was all over the place. All I know is auto workers are coming. Electric vehicles?
What about?
They're done day one. Finished. Wait.
Wait. Well, drill.
Yeah, he
drill,
did.
Drill.
And then, okay. Did you see Kid Rock?
Yeah.
It's one of the worst things
cringy.
I've ever seen.
It's cringy.
Watching the crowd. I mean, Kid Rock it's the same Kid Rock stuff he's done forever. But when they pan to the crowd, I was like, oh, my God.
When they pan to his family, it was like they were just all sitting
there. They weren't doing anything.
They weren't doing anything.
And this, like, an old white woman would go, fight, Trump, fight.
Well, what about
American badass?
Well, did the black people there like it?
They didn't show a lot of them. No, I saw some, but
you did.
Yeah,
Dell.
Oh yeah,
Dell. Can we confirm this?
I didn't watch, so I can't.
Oh,
confirm.
You don't know.
He might be right, but
I haven't watched any of it. But I was like, I kind of have to watch. This is
It was really white. It was.
Oh
really
man,
white.
It
really,
was. Really, it was. Really white. And they tried to do something that was more like it was not in keeping with that. The Lee Greenwood thing was more Now, that was
you
more.
You hit your audience.
Yeah. Kid Rock screaming to make it. Let me see everybody go side to side, back and forth. And he's screaming, and then they pan to the crowd like, oh, don't pan to the crowd. Just keep it on. Because I don't want to see this uncomfortable. It was like watching like something with, you know, Warwick Davis, but where I just got really uncomfortable. But. Yeah, it was – so I just know that if they come and take it from you here, take all your stuff out of your car in case they haul
come
it off
today.
Yeah.
Come and take it. Let's see how that works
come
out for
pry
you.
It out of your
– Come and take
it.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. So I got a list here of the best triplets in the NFL. Quarterback, running back, and receiver. And it doesn't have to be – it could be tight end or receiver or wide receiver. And the best one – they think is Mahomes, Pacheco, and Kelsey. It's hard to argue.
Yeah, I was thinking how. Yeah, I guess Pacheco.
It's hard to argue.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Because Mahomes and Kelsey.
You know, well, it's not there, but on paper, an interesting one could be Pitts, Cousins, and Bijan. That could be an interesting one, to be honest with you. Ours is pretty good. I mean, ours is very good. Pick your wide receiver.
And well, they picked Nico. You know,
that's fine. He had 1,100.
They picked Nico.
Yeah,
they had the Texans 8th.
Nico's eighth, huh?
Yeah. They have the Texans 8th. They don't have – oh, yeah, they have 14th as the Falcons. 14th as the Falcons. They've got Lamar, Derrick Henry, and Mark Andrews 2nd.
Mark Andrews had his 8 flowers.
Okay. Yeah.
That makes sense. That's a pretty good one.
Jalen, Saquon, and A.J. Brown.
Yeah, that's a good one. How about so it's Burrow, Chase, and who?
It's Burrow, Chase, and Zach Moss.
Oh.
They've got them 5th. San Fran, Brock Purdy, Christian McCaffrey, Brandon Ayuk.
How high are they?
They're 4th.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's pretty good.
The Cowboys got to be way up there.
Cowboys are not way up there.
CeeDee
Lamb. The Rams are Stafford, Kyren Williams, and Puka. How about Puka is just taking over?
Do you know Puka was a fifth rounder? Kyren Williams, I'm not sure Kyren Williams was drafted. He was fifth rounder. So Puka was either fifth or sixth. Kyren was fifth. And look at the job Les Snead has done. Holy crap.
Yeah, that was did he win by the way, did he win executive of the year? I know Caserio didn't win it.
No.
Did he win it? I don't remember them announcing it.
No, Brad Holmes from Detroit.
Detroit won.
They were good too, but my God.
But the job that Les Snead did?
Absolutely, and it's not just him, it's not Kobe Durant, but from Wake Forest, their defensive tackle. Hold on, I'll bring him up right now. Who was the third round pick that was so good as well? It could have been defensive.
Well, and they got
Kobe Turner. Kobe Turner was phenomenal.
He could have won defensive player of the year.
He could have. Yeah. Well, defensive rookie of the year.
Defensive rookie of the year.
Kobe Turner could have won that. Yep. He was a third rounder. Puka Nacua was a fifth rounder. And Kyren Williams from a couple years ago, like 3 years ago, was a fifth rounder. So you're talking about.
Wow.
So they're on. They got Kyren Williams, who was a backup last year. You know who he was behind? He was behind from Florida State.
Yeah.
He was behind. They got rid of him.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Cam Akers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got rid of Cam Akers. How about that? Cam Akers was the first rounder. Kyren was the fifth rounder. But, you know, on tape, Kyren's an absolute dog. He just kind of an average runner, but a dog in pass rush. But he's tough. Just tough wins, man. Tough plays.
Seventh is Detroit with Goff, Jahmyr Gibbs, and Amon-Ra, which is pretty good. The eighth is the Texans, and the Texans belong up there. Joe Mixon and Nico Collins. They picked Nico over Diggs, which is interesting. And Aaron Rodgers, Breece Hall, and Garrett Wilson. There's some good combinations.
I mean, that could be number one easily by the end of the year.
Yeah. Tua, Mostert, and Tyreek.
Where's that?
That's not 10th.
How is that 10th? Tua, Tyreek, and Mostert, A-Chain, whoever you want to pick over there.
How about this? Josh Allen, James Cook, and Dalton Kincaid.
Dalton Kincaid is going to be
really good
this year.
I mean, they don't have a receiver.
No.
They don't
Dalton
have
Kincaid
a receiver.
Dalton Kincaid is your next Travis Kelce.
Dak, Rico Dowdle, and CD.
Rico from South Carolina.
He's
been with them for like 5 years.
Yeah. And then Jordan Love, Josh Jacobs, Jaden Reed. Pretty good. But I would put Christian Watson there. I think Christian Watson's going to have a big year.
Jaden's more consistent. He didn't drop all the time.
I do. I think Christian Watson's going to have a real big year. We'll see. 713-780-3776. Anyway, your Texans finished eighth on that list, Houston Texans fan. 713-780-3776 live at East River 9. We want you to come out and watch the golf with us here at East River 9. Right now, I'm talking about Houston Powder Coaters. I'm talking about your metal. I'm talking about anything metal. Listen, if you have a business and you have metal benches outside, you have metal tables, whatever it is, you want them powder coated. Okay, if you know you don't have wood benches, you've got metal benches. The Texans have metal benches outside there. You know who powder coated them? Houston Powder Coaters. That's who did it. You know who powder coated all of this stuff on the waterway in the Woodlands? Everything was powder coated by Houston Powder Coaters. At downtown, it is nonstop. You got a fence at your business that you need powder coated? Houston Powder Coaters will come and get that job done. Anything that you need picked up, residential, you want them to pick up, and they'll pick it up and they'll deliver it back to you, and that's absolutely free. Houston Powder Coaters has been around. They're great. They got great Google reviews. Everybody loves what Houston Powder Coaters do. It starts with at the top, and Robin is at the top of that food chain, and she's awesome. And you call her, you can text her or call her, or one of her many people that work there. Many, many people work there. And they're going to tell you, they're going to give you the rundown on how you're going to get this done or how you need to buy new stuff. They're not going to take it on if they can't help you. So, look, if you need something powder coated, parts for your car, boat, or patio furniture, or whatever it is. It's metal. You need a powder coater. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Yeah, Tigers plus 13. Not going to make the cut.
He had hole one, he had a birdie.
Colin was not right about
should
him.
Monty.
How about Monty shut up and win a tournament so he could play?
Is he owed an apology?
And that just went in the water.
Is he owed an apology?
God, Tiger.
Monty
sucks.
Just sitting back going, yep.
He just hit in a drink just
maybe
now.
Maybe I was right. Well, you know what, Tiger?
You know how much drink there was? It's like this wide. It's like a 6-inch little gutter, and Tiger just hit it in there.
Well, because if you hit it over that way, it's going to fall into there. Listen. Monty could make the decision. You know what Monty couldn't do? Make a decision on whether or not he was going to play. You know why? Because he didn't win.
I don't know if Monty's there. Is he sitting back in the comfort of his own home, outstretched, man-spreading, going, you know what? I was right. I was right.
Tiger sucks. He's a quit.
I told you.
With a pint of beer just saying, ooh, another double bogey. Whatever his, I don't know if he's Irish or
no,
English.
He's
whatever.
English. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, another double bogey. Who saw that coming?
Yeah. Oh, mate.
Hey, mate.
A triple. Good shot, mate. Well, that's
all of a sudden we got some sound in here.
That's your fault.
That's different.
Well, they can't hear it. You're just doing the
they
show
can't. Yeah. No, 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 no. Well, we got our high-tech equipment so will not pick that up because it's so laser-focused.
Do we play baseball again today?
Yeah, we do. Tonight against the Mariners. Thank you. Good night. Yeah. Are you ready to play baseball in the second half of the season?
Are you? I am. This is where the cream rises to the top usually. So the Astros, that's why the Astros are even money to win the division. I think the question is going to be the question you have entering the second half of the season is going to be, and I think it may run parallel, what happens with your assessments, and we won't know this behind the scenes, but what happens with the assessments of McCullers and Garcia?
I can tell you right now.
Pretty much Garcia, because if that's a no-go for either of them, and I think Garcia's coming back. McCullers, I pretty much know. But at some point, they're going to have to decide if they're going to add an arm in trade deadline.
I think they already decided. No, let's not do anything. You know what, though? It wouldn't surprise me at all. It wouldn't surprise me at all if they don't get a first baseman.
You see, they got Ledesma's Diaz back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Picked him up.
Well, in the minors. He's in the minors.
Yeah. I mean. I don't want him playing ahead of Dubon ever.
Ever.
I love Mauricio Dubon.
Yeah.
What a steal.
Mauricio Dubon, though, I said this before the season started. He's not a utility guy. Play him every day. He was one of your better hitters last year.
Yeah, but you have to play him every day at multiple positions.
Well, that's fine. But Ledesma's Diaz only played occasionally, okay, and when you, as a fill-in. That's not Mauricio Dubon. Dubon needed to be in the lineup every day. Would you rather have him at the plate or Chaz right now? Would you rather have him at the plate or Jake right now?
No, I love Mauricio Dubon. Maybe he's best playing 110 games.
Did you want Abreu every day, or would you rather see?
No, that dude's done.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And you know what? I still wouldn't mind. I mean, Singleton has done a nice job. He's done a really nice job. He's actually one of the surprises of the season.
Yeah, he's.
If you look at the first half, we talked about Renell Blanco has been the biggest surprise and the biggest godsend for this baseball team. Pleasant surprise, though. Well. Loperfido has been a pleasant surprise. Caratini has been a nice, pleasant surprise. Was nice until he got hurt. He was a nice surprise. And actually, Cesar Salazar has not done a bad job. He's been okay as well. The backup catcher position, the Astros are like Mount Rushmore of backup catchers. Last year it was Yiner. Before that it was Christian Vasquez, who came up with some big hits for you. This year, it's Caratini. He's already come up with some big hits for you. And Salazar's come in nicely. So the Astros has done a really nice job at the backup catcher position the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
Surprises? Taylor? Holy crap. That guy has been awesome. And his career... He has not been good.
No, he probably won't. You know, it's probably a one-and-done thing, maybe a couple of years. That's what you got to do.
They're probably going to give him about $38 million this offseason.
Let's not do that. We saw what happened with Montero. Let's not do that. This is the oldest trick in the book. A guy like Will Smith, remember when for the Atlanta Braves, was really good for a year, and then he was terrible. Guys just sometimes just have a big year.
Yeah. Well, Will Smith, had more than one good year.
Yeah, but
he just fell off the world. It's another guy that fell off the world.
Like
Abreu just fell off the world. Gurriel just fell off the world. Biden just fell off the world.
What?
Okay.
Montero
just fell off the world. Will Smith fell off the world. right?
But it happens with relievers, though. Guys who aren't closers or back end. The guys who
are kind of
middling. Well, age wins.
Now. Age does win.
Age is going to beat
right.
you.
Right.
You don't get more cognitively
better,
sharper as you. You know, like I actually am sharper at age 89 than I was at 81.
Well, but I
so like nobody ever.
Like Wendy's grandma was 100 when she died, and she was sharp as a tack.
Oh yeah, yeah. My grandma Stevens was like
She'd kick your ass in Blu-ray every day.
No. Some people are like that.
Yeah.
Some people aren't like that.
Right.
But that's not really what we're talking about. We're talking about the Astros. And,
right.
And I think that they need
I think your Jose Abreu might beat you in Blu-ray, too.
Jose Abreu's not beating me in Blu-ray.
Maybe. I don't know.
I do think that the Astros Dale,
you ever play Blu-ray?
I have not. Sounds like some weird Cajun thing.
It is a weird Cajun thing. It's a great weird Cajun thing where you put money in the middle and you, okay, let's
they
go.
They played Penny Blu-ray at
Penny
this guy
Blu-ray.
From Louis, we were in college.
We're throwing tens in there, 20s
no,
in there.
No, we're
Come
in college.
On.
We didn't have any money. But this guy, Dave from Louisiana. He was from
who wants pennies?
He's from Houma. Well, we didn't have any money. We're just playing cards.
Yeah.
We're playing. Like, you also don't have to play for money all the time.
If you ain't uncomfortable, then it ain't gambling.
We weren't gambling.
Okay.
We were 18 years old.
Well, okay. You wouldn't gamble when you were 18?
We didn't have any money.
I know. We didn't either. I don't know. You
so
go steal
you
some and you play.
No, we didn't steal. We're good people. You're not. You're from Chicago, the home of theft.
Yeah. Yes.
So don't.
I noticed
complain.
Our president. He didn't even mention. He didn't mention. That's all he mentioned last night was D.C. We got to clean up D.C. That's all. I thought he might mention San Francisco or Chicago or something. We got to need to clean that up too. Not Houston, though. Well, you know what? We're good. Houston's good. This is the best place.
Great.
Best place. Oh no, it's the greatest place. Many people said so.
When the power's on, it's a great place.
Center point.
Look at this. You guys have the best weather systems. A derecho. I never even heard of this. They told me it's a derecho. It's brand new. Never heard of it. You had that, which I guess is a mini tornado.
No one knows. Never heard of it.
Category 5. Unbelievable. It was a tropical storm. No one's heard of a Category 1 with 90-mile-an-hour winds.
The best winds.
The highest winds for a Category 1. So many floods. The most floods.
Are you guys proud of Shane Lowry right now, the way he's playing?
No.
Is he a golfer?
This
is not a holiday show, John.
Yeah.
Focus.
We're
on Astros. We're not just randomly going to talk
it's
about
a holiday because we're watching golf in the morning.
No.
Important golf.
The listeners want to know about the Astros. They don't want to know about Shane Lowry. I promise you.
Okay. Well, what do you think? Okay. Then tell me about the
Astros.
I
want to know why you don't think they would add another arm I mean, they're light at starting pitching. Why would they not add another arm?
I don't know that you're going
to. It's
listen,
not going to have to be a big name. I'm not talking about a big name prospect.
Okay, well,
you just give away some prospect in the minors for like.
Why not just start Jake Bloss then? What are you doing?
Well, I mean, you could, but don't you want somebody with a little more experience than him? You already have guys who are going to run into massive inning walls with Ronel Blanco, Hunter Brown, and Spencer
Hey,
Urquetti.
He just had 5 days off, so slow down. Okay.
No, but they're going to hit. They're all passing their all-time. Like, that's what you want to go in with is those guys, Justin Verlander.
Well, whoever
41?
You pick up, though, is not going to be one of your starters in the postseason.
Well, you could.
Well, okay. I mean,
but
what are you giving
you
up? What are
well,
you giving
even
up?
If you don't, John, wouldn't you want to have somebody that could have that role of picking the action up in the fifth inning and giving you a couple and to be a spot starter? Like, that's not a great – I mean, I'm not talking about a big-time player. I do think that they need to add an arm. That's for them to scout and go find somebody, but it's not going to be a big name. It's not going to be a big name.
Well, and I was listening, and I don't know. I just don't think that they're going to do this. But, is there any chance that they Abreu Montero?
No.
I don't think so either.
No, he's an arm.
Joel and Jeremy were talking about it yesterday. This is one of the things you want to say.
Then on the same day, fire Jeff Bagwell.
Well, I mean.
What do you think? You're going to get rid of both of the guys when he was the mini GM?
Yeah, I don't think Jeff Bagwell's getting paid, but I don't know that he's. Making. Listen, Dana Brown is making the decisions now. I think I'm hoping
pre Dana Brown. But,
I know, but I'm hoping that Jeff Bagwell isn't.
But you can't DFA Montero. He's an arm. He's got people out before.
How much? You're getting hit with. But how much you're spending on him? You want to get hit with him? His ERA is over 8 this past month.
Well, this past month for the year,
sucks.
Very low. It's one of the lowest.
One of the lowest.
It's one of the lowest. No. He's one of the best. Dude, it's bad.
And Rafael Montero.
It's bad.
He's a guy from another country. He came over here, stole American middle relief jobs. The great Will Smith, one of the very best Patriots, Will Smith, and Rafael Montero came, and he stole his job right from under him.
He's not enough.
$34.5 million was given to him that could have gone to a regular American that speaks English. You can't get rid of Rafael Montero. I mean, yeah, it's a bad contract.
Why keep getting hurt by him? How many times?
Well, you don't have to play him.
Is this guy?
But you got to pay him.
How much is he going to kill you? How much are you going to continue?
Well, I mean, every once in a while he gets people
this
out.
This month his ERA is 7.20.
I don't care what about
last
this.
Month it was 9.45.
Hold on, for the year it's 4.84. That's and for his career it's 4.72.
Because he actually started.
How do you like
okay,
this, John. His first career it's 4.72. You paid a guy that much money. His career ERA is 4.72.
Well,
his
go.
ERA this year is 4.84. This is who he is.
Yeah.
This is who he is, Jeff.
And
God almighty. Oh, his whip career is 1.4. His whip this year is 1.3. He's actually better this year than he's been during his career.
He's terrible.
What are you complaining about?
9.45 ERA last month. 7.20 this month. And he's better than he was last year. This is terrible.
Career war, minus 0.5 this year. First career this year, minus 0.1. He's better this year than his career.
And you got to DFA him. You can't keep putting him out there.
No, you can't.
You can't keep putting him out there.
You can't DFA him. Then you don't have to, but you can't DFA him.
All right, I know.
You don't
you
put him on the playoff roster, but now his last two appearances, one inning, two earned runs, one walk, only one strikeout. Like, yeah, it's.
No, he's awful. You know who's good, though, is Billy Brown. Billy Brown is awesome. You know what? Who's leading? Look at Shane Lowry and Brown are leading the Open Championship. Not Billy Brown, because Billy Brown is not going to lead anything with golf. I'm telling you this right now. Billy, you know what that tells me? He's a workaholic. You know what they said about Tony Romo? Oh, Tony Romo will slip because that's all he cares about is golf. You know what, Billy Brown? Not slipping because he really sucks at golf. Here's the deal is he ain't out there. He's making sure that your plumbing is awesome. He's making sure that when his guys go, he's making sure that the philosophy of Aqueduct Plumbing is that they give you a square deal. Not charge you just to come out, but they're going to give you a square deal. I saw him one time. He went to a house. My buddy of mine and called him, and he said, sorry, we haven't detected anything. Sorry. And they said, well, how much are you? And they said, nothing.
Yeah. They're going to surprise you, too, with some of the – sometimes, I mean, they're so honest and such – real people that they will surprise you with. They told me, hey, listen, we're going to be able to avoid a huge, huge amount of work if we cut this line open and everything runs out of it because that means it's sloped properly. So we're going to cut it now, but if it doesn't come out, that means it's bellied and that means it's not slanted properly. They cut it open right in front of me, and I could see what the issue was, and then they had to physically drain it, and it was like, okay, well, we got to do the big job. But they did a great job of the big job. They repiped outside. There's a repipe underneath my home and a repipe outside my home to lead the water to the main city line. And I trust them for everything. Trust them implicitly for the hard stuff, the easy stuff. Well, I say easy for them. And you know what? There's no charge to even come out there and diagnose what's going on at your home. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
Welcome back. Here on ESPN. I apologize. I want to apologize to Billy Brown. He was listening.
What are you apologizing for?
His golf.
You insulted him. A little bit.
Well,
apologize.
If you've seen
everybody.
Him golf, you know it's not insulting. It's just true.
You insult everybody. What are you talking about? Why are you apologizing to this one guy?
So Billy pays you to insult him.
Well, yeah, but so does Yanni.
To be fair, so does Nick.
Does Yanni.
They don't do it specifically for that, but it turns into that where Billy's like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Why am I paying you for you to insult me?
Well.
Billy, listen. If you ever listen from 10 to 12, you never get insulted. Just so you know.
Never.
I've never mentioned your golf game at all.
Go play golf with him one time. I would like to see who's better, you or him.
Why do you insult your advertisers? This has been a long... Trailer Wheel and Frame was famous for... They just wanted a commercial. You'd say, I don't even know what this crap is. Go buy it. Then you would prank call them. You prank called your own advertiser.
I know, that was fun.
Aren't you by the porn store?
Yeah. Where's the general manager? Is he over there?
I mean, I just can't believe some of the things you say about people who try to give you money. I bet you do. I bet you don't. Do you insult people who give you tickets to the Diamond Club?
Yeah.
Why?
Yes.
Why do you do
because
this?
Because they're my friends.
When you're flying around on jets, do you insult the jet owner?
Yes, they're my friends.
Oh, my God.
You catch it. If you're around, you catch it.
Oh, my God.
They insult me, too.
Does that sound like a man of the people to you?
No. Yes. He's like, hey, Del, why don't we hang out? I don't want to be around you. That's just you can insult me more. Why would I do that?
Oh, look who's coming up. Houston at TPC Industrial.
He sucks at golf, too.
He sucks at golf, too.
I remember that.
I just beat his ass the other day.
Houston came up.
Does he do good work?
Yeah, how about that more important?
Why don't you focus on that?
Well, he does. I do say that sometimes. But you know what? You got to catch it. If you suck at golf, you're going
to
catch it.
The guy who used to always we were really just doing a show for ourselves here at this current moment, but this guy who used to be at University of Houston, Ryan Dorchester, he goes, John's always slamming everyone how bad they suck at golf. Ask him how he likes it when I play him.
Oh, ask him how he did last time I played him. Beat his ass.
I don't know, but he told me back then.
No, he was beating me. He was beating me.
Yeah.
But he played. Like he was like, it was like, he was like the White Sox, and yet he played like the 27 Yankees every time he played me. Okay?
That's what happens.
Yeah, that's what happens. Every time he played me, he was unbelievable.
Let's get John. Is he still on the line? Let's get John in here. John, what's going on? You guys want to jump in? 713-780-3776. What's up, John?
John is not there. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, you are more than welcome to do that. We
will just
get
want
you
to
right
look
away.
At this. You don't have to comment on it because we've done enough radio for nobody. So let's do radio for people. But gets up and keeps on going.
Oh, my. Well, she's dedicated. Okay. Yeah.
Dell just showed a stripper falling from about, I don't know,
15.
10 to 12 feet
high. Yeah, that's more than
minimum.
10.
Yeah, that's like
about
15
feet.
Feet
up there.
Yeah.
Fell off the pole and kept going.
Flipped over and started twerking. Like,
there's money to be made.
Mental toughness. Women are tougher than men, don't you think?
Yes, they have babies.
They have babies. To me, that's the ultimate.
We have to have a conversation about how that can't be the trump card anymore?
Why?
We have babies. No, I'm just trying to start something because I'm.
That
I
is.
I want to direct it from golf.
I can't think of anything harder than that. My wife runs marathons and had babies. Like, what's harder now? Ironman
stuff?
I played
4 hours of college football last night. My thumbs hurt.
Oh, your thumbs hurt?
Where do I stand in the toughness ranking?
The way I hold my phone like this, and so I've got a callus pinky right there. Yeah.
Well, I play golf. Look at the calluses inside my hand.
Do you see how hard it is?
Maybe we just shouldn't gift them the
and
toughest.
And women having a baby. Give me those giant scissors. I've got to make a huge cut. Whack, whack.
Oh.
I would never. You know what?
No.
Never have a kid. If it was just men had to have babies, the population would have been wiped out a long time ago.
They're like, some women don't even get the epidural. I'm like, knock me out. I don't even want to be awake for this.
The epidural basically numbs you from the waist down. Why would you not have – I would have that thing.
Yeah.
Give it to me the night before, and I want to just keep it rolling for about 48 straight hours.
No. They win. Women win. There's no question they're tougher than we are. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here with us. It's basically a holiday show because it's the Open Championship. No. It's the weekend of the Open Championship.
Who's celebrating this?
East River 9.
East River 9 is.
Yeah.
But they're like, y'all can do your show.
We are.
You don't have to tell people it's a holiday show. That's what East River 9 said. Hey, did we pay for a holiday show?
Listen, the week of the All-Star Game, you know, this is why we had Bad Pants Open. This is where Bad Pants Open started.
That's right.
The week in the All-Star
Game.
They
just switched the dates.
They switched the dates.
By the way, do you see, and I knew this was the case.
Because we wanted it to, because there was nothing going on, so we did a golf tournament and had a big celebration of life.
So Sabrina Ionescu, and she is doing Team USA stuff, and then Caitlin Clark, we don't know why, but they were both invited to be in a three-point shootout and both said no, which is not a. That's to me. That's not a surprise. There's no way that WNBA wouldn't have invited.
Oh no, they invited
shooters.
But Caitlin Clark should have done it. I can see Sabrina Ionescu because she hasn't paid her dues yet. You know what? If you decide not to help promote,
she got everyone jets.
you decide.
She ain't doing any more. You know what she said? Y'all want to hate on me? I ain't doing anything.
Well, that's the Jose Altuve way. But she hasn't got the right to do that yet. You know what? She still needs to help promote the league and do as much as she can. She's just a rook. Okay, you can't bow out of stuff now. You're a rookie.
Apparently,
you got to pay your dues. I know you're the queen of basketball.
Look at him turning on her already.
Okay, that's right.
I would say, hey, if you didn't give me the most condensed schedule of everyone in the league, I would have done your 3-point shootout. But since you were taking advantage of me and putting me on TV all the time, and my schedule was compared to everyone else, I think she's played more games than anyone in the league. The Fever.
All
app.
Of them have to be on some form of TV.
The
too,
Fever
other
app.
Than
two. Yes.
Well, then guess what? At the end, they won't be.
She doesn't owe anybody anything. Let her take her $76,000 a year paycheck and say, you know what? I'll play in the game. What? No, is she even in the All-Star game?
No, she wasn't.
Yeah, she's a starter.
Oh,
She was voted.
That's right. They voted.
She's the leading vote getter.
Yeah. So she's in the game. She doesn't have to shoot.
Yeah, she's
going to
play in the game.
No, she needs to promote. You know what?
She's done enough. She has to be interviewed. No one has the interview stuff she has to do. She has to have people try to trick her in interviews, saying, hey, Caitlin, what do you think of that? They're waiting for, and she has to give the perfect answer all the time.
What do you think of black players knocking you over all the time?
Yeah. Do you have to – what do you think about many right-wing extremists – yeah. have now adopted you as their favorite player. What are your thoughts on that?
What do you think about President Trump saying, Donald Trump saying last night, the men won't compete in women's sports?
Ooh. Do you have any thoughts on Liam Thomas? Is that the name, the swimmer? Liam Thomas?
Leah Thomas?
Leah.
Oh, yeah. Leah.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that? Caitlin, a woman's
choice,
her body, her choice. What are your thoughts
La
on that?
La raza que pasó, mi hijo.
He's in the building?
He's in the building. Irv is here. See, he loves golf. You see that? He loves golf. I embellished a little bit.
Shaq said Shaq's like, yeah, my pick, this is not biased. It's Angel Reese.
I know. I'm not biased.
With but, LSU.
Oh, he's really close with her. You know,
is
that,
he really?
Yes. Oh. All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776. I'm talking about TPC Industrial. I'm talking about Houston. Yeah, I beat his ass in golf the other day. Yes, I did. There's nothing we can do about it. He sucks at golf. What are you going to do? That's what happens when you're Houston and you get your ass kicked. That's what happens. Here's the deal: is if you're looking for the best way to get whatever it is, if you're in the PVF world. Okay, the PVF world is out there. You need supplies. You got to have these things. If you don't have the flanges and the pipes and the fit, then you can't. My friends, you're in some trouble with your job. And you don't want to be in some trouble with your job. You need my guys over at TPC Industrial. They are awesome. It's right there in Mount Bellevue, right off I-10. You're going to love what they do for you. Because if they can't find it, and there's all the couplings and the wirings and the everything that they have thousands of pieces in stock. But if they don't have it and you can't find it, they'll find it for you. They're going to get you on time, whatever it is, whatever job that you have. You're in the PVF world. You need TPC Industrial, TPCINDL.com, TPCINDL.com. Whatever it is you need in the PVF world, they got it for you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.